You're listening to SBS News.
It's any parent's worst nightmare, receiving a picture of your child bound and gagged in what appears to be a kidnapping. New South Wales police say a new scam called virtual kidnapping is targeting Chinese students and extorting millions of dollars from them and their families. As part of a new campaign to raise awareness of the extortion, Chief Superintendent Darren Bennett is warning those who receive suspicious phone calls to contact police.
If you receive a telephone call that encourages you to deposit money into a bank account by a person who's pretending to be from a position of authority in China or another location, don't pay any money. Either hang the phone up, call the police, or call your university or educational facility to get some advice and counselling.
Police are worried because the extortions are very sophisticated and causing extreme distress to the victims involved. In one scenario, a scammer impersonating a Chinese official calls the student and convinces them that they've broken a law. The victim is threatened with deportation if they don't pay a fine. The second scenario is more disturbing. The scammer threatens the student with the safety of their family in China. The victim is told to isolate themselves in a hotel, cut off all communication, and supply the scammers with pictures that appear to show their own kidnapping. The parents in China would then receive the horrific photos. Because they've not been able to contact their child, Detective Chief Superintendent Bennett says this makes them more vulnerable to complying with large ransom demands.
But it's very lucrative when you do get someone to fall for it, because they've clearly got the money behind them to pay the ransom. They're clearly encouraging people to not call the police, so we're not finding out about it till the money's been paid. And it's just trial and error on their part. It's an industrial scale fraud offence type.
Police say 8 students in New South Wales have been victims of this fraud so far this year. One father in China paid $2 million to scammers to free his daughter in Sydney. Police believe there are many more victims who've chosen not to go to the police. The General Secretary at the University of Sydney Students Representative Council, Abby Shee, agrees. She says students who fall for the fraud are extremely vulnerable.
I understand a lot of the victim will be having the psychology of being ashamed of involving a situation like this, which causes them unwilling to talk about it to the people and the community around them about this issue in the first place. I think that as a student representative body, it's our responsibility to encourage students to be seeking for help and to speak out when facing situations like this.
Ms. Shee also says many Chinese students who arrive in Australia are initially unfamiliar with their environment and are obviously easier targets. New South Wales police are unsure where the scams are operating from, and they're working together with Chinese authorities to try to find those responsible. Police have also launched an in-language campaign, and they're working with local Chinese community and student groups to warn students about the extortion and to encourage them to report anything suspicious. It's hoped the campaign will help police put a stop to the increasingly brazen fraudsters who are causing their victims very real harm. Alan Lee, SBS News.